Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, carrying on here on Six Rings and Football Things, let's get to everything else in the wide world of Pats Nation. The news, notes, rumblings, and bumblings that take place in Pat's Pourri. All right, let's get to a couple little nuggets before we do a little front office action. Andy, Nathan Rourke, we hardly knew ye. The likely fifth string quarterback of the New England Patriots, who was a Canadian Football League sensation, picked up last year, re-signed this offseason, now bid farewell. His ship has set sail. Rourke star, we hardly knew ye. I know nothing about this guy whatsoever, and I guess it's probably best in that case.
Yeah, this is a minor offseason transaction, basically because you drafted Joe Milton. If you had not selected Joe Milton, Rourke would have made it to camp as the fourth quarterback, because most teams like to keep four quarterbacks throughout the summer for, you know,
camp arms.
Yeah, but what it makes you now think about is, okay, you got the four. Most you're going to the season with is three. Is the Bailey Zappe era done? Is it Joe Milton's third? Because the top two are locked. It's Jacoby Brissett and Drake May. The only question is the order. Like, that's the only question. There's no shot in hell that there's that surprising Cam Newton cut when Drake May wins the job. Not going to happen. So the question is, number three, you think about the QB depth chart as of May. Are you comfortable with Joe Milton, a raw rookie quarterback, being your third stringer? And everybody goes, oh, it's third string. Check last year's NFL. Every quarterback practically on every team's depth chart played. There was like 172 quarterbacks that played. So there's a chance that your third stringer plays. Would you play Joe Milton? Or Do you keep Bailey Zappe around? Because for whatever you think of him, the guy's played in NFL games. He's won NFL games. He's started NFL games. I am on the go Joe Milton. If you reach third string, you reach third string. I don't care. He'll entertain me. I don't need to see the Bailey Zappe era continue.
He can hand the ball. He can hand the ball off 100 times, throw one or two deep balls just for the crowd. I mean, like, again, I don't believe
arm punts, as you like to say.
Exactly. Arm the arm punt. I honestly believe that Bailey Zappe is going to get a lot of action this summer. And there will be those that are saying, like, hey, Zapper looks good. Could be fighting for that third string job. No, the Patriots are going to do. I think there's enough respect in the building. I know there's enough respect amongst the players for Bailey Zappe that they are going to give him every opportunity to showcase his talents so that if another team calls and says, you know what, we could really use a good backup or a quality third stringer. How about a seventh rounder for the Zapper? And the Patriots would be like, please, yes, and thank you. By all means.
If you can get anything for him, I am all for it. Now, using your logic, I also think that the more he does, the more he displays his physical limitations and abilities. And, you know, that could be a diminishing returns type thing.
I would just put on the tape from the first half against Pittsburgh and then just be like, there, that's all you need to see.
That's probably fair. I would actually hide him because I think I've told this story a million times when I went to Boston College football camp in high school and they did the vertical jump or whatever. And I tried to jump and the guy before me nailed the hell out of those little fingers that hang and you slap them to get how high you are. And little short, fat, white Andy Hart never even reached the little slappers. And it was like, hey, could you lower those a little bit so I can actually make contact? I think that's Bailey Zappe on the practice field. It's strong arm, strong arm, strong arm, Bailey Zappe. So if you can get a seventh round pick for him, add it to the resume building of one GM, Elliot Wolf.
Well, that actually sets up our next conversation rather nicely. And I know we have rookie minicamp coming up this weekend, so we're going to have our first chance to take a look at some of the guys in uniform, in action. It's a shorts and shells type of affair, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We don't, the pads don't come on until summertime, so this will be a little shorts and shells, but you'll see Drake May out there. People are going to fawn. The same way last year, remember the big hit of the spring social media-wise for the Patriots, and boy, does this tell you exactly how much actually your column may have been right to a certain degree. The only thing people got excited about last spring was one little slow-mo video, I think, of like Christian Gonzalez in a white jersey and shorts jumping up to make an interception. And people were like, look at the muscles on his legs. Look at that form. We got a new key. We got a new CB1. Let's go. Lockdown corner, shot down corner. Like, guys, if this is all we have to get excited about, we are in deep doo-doo right now.
Yeah, but enjoy it. It's your first look at Drake May. It's your end. They'll have numbers on. We don't have to try to figure out, hey, who's number 57? Why is he playing wide receiver? Oh, that's Javon Baker. Nope. They will have numbers on because this is not the Belichick era. So I like this, although I will tell you something. Take nothing from this. Take absolutely nothing from this because I'm going to tell you one of the worst, if not the worst, rookie mini camps I ever saw. You want to guess who it was?
Gronk.
Nope.
Brady?
Nope, but you're in the ballpark. You're Garoppolo. In the Kia Forum ballpark.
Edelman?
Was effing horrific. Falling on his face, returning punts, and they were bouncing off his face, dropping everything, slipping. Looked like he'd never run a route. You know why? Because he'd probably never run a route. Looked like he'd never caught a punt. May not have caught a punt. So obviously made leaps and bounds and work ethic, and they loved the athlete and jumped. But don't. You know, if Joe Milton's probably the wrong one to point to, but like if Javon Baker is just terrible, or that running back that I said should compete, the Fenwick kid.
Oh, the Fenwick kid. Or what if Jalen Polk goes up to high points and balls and falls on his ass or like can't reel it in?
Jamar Chase. Remember when Jamar Chase was like, I can't catch the ball because it doesn't have a white stripe on it. I don't know how to catch this ball. So let's just all the positive that are too positive or the negative that are too negative to come out of rookie minicamp.
Right.
Just take them with a grain of salt and move on.
Temper your expectations, indeed, and just be happy to see your new guys out there as well. By the way, side note, or quick note rather, Andy's favorite website, Pro Football Focus, recently came out with a list of their favorite selections by round 1 through 7 at the 2024 NFL Draft. And yes, Patriots fans, the guy that has generated the most noise and the most buzz outside of the new QB1, Drake May, has been rookie wide receiver in the 4th round, Javon Baker out of University of Central Florida. He was Pro Football Focus's favorite pick of the round as well. This kid can be a star one day, potentially. I said it a long time ago. We love all of the off-field noise and excitement that he's brought. His video last week, at a training session with his new footwork king, whoever this coach is that's pumping out his videos, he said, ain't no effing way there's 10 receivers better than me in the NFL. All right. I mean, like, I think it was you who said, like, let's hope this kid is half as good as he thinks he is, because if he is, the Patriots got one.
Yep, absolutely. And I'm not going to, you know, this is new to us, because this wouldn't have happened for 20-something years as a fan base. Like, this would have been squashed. It would not be allowed to grow. But I don't hate it. The only thing I'm saying is, Javon Baker, you're writing some checks. I hope your talents can cash those checks. And I think there's going to be highs and lows throughout this, but there's no questioning his upside ability, his talent, and the energy. You know, the old Andy Hart coaching, energy, effort, and attitude. I know he's going to bring energy. I hope it's positive energy most of the time and not, you know, sulking energy, because I do think there'll be some of that. If he struggles, he's going to get down on himself, because I think he's not even keel. Doesn't seem like there's anything about Javon Baker that's even keel. He's going to ride the wave of energy, good and bad. But, you know, there's talent there. And I keep going with, I feel like these two receivers are going to be a tandem. You know, Gronk and Hernandez were a tandem, and where you compared skills and how they complemented each other and personalities. I think Polk and Baker are going to, you're going to have like the mature, beyond his years, Jalen Polk, and the energetic, emotional, crazy Baker, and like their relationship. How do they come together? How do they produce together? And if you get a couple, you know, if they become an 1,800-yard package within the next 2 years, I'll take it. I'll take the tandem.
Yeah, I hope these guys are a dynamite tandem. Give us our T. Higgins and our Jamar Chase right now. Like, that would be a beyond.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Nico Collins, Tank Dell, or like, I think we need to shoot a little lower.
Hey,
like,
hey, listen, you know how much I love me some Tank Dell, and Nico Collins has quickly come from nowhere and actually was a second round draft pick as well. So I'll take that. If they are our Collins and Dell, which sounds like a Rhode Island law firm, then I will be more than thrilled with the picks. Now, speaking of making the picks, Andy, I think we all can say at this point now. That's right. The Wolf of Ball Street, by and large, got great reviews, has been lauded for his calm, steady demeanor, his football intellect, and what was seen vastly as a reasonably, if not very successful, draft for the Patriots, that he's had a very steady hand. Seems like he is fit for the job. But why, oh why, fair Patriots fan, has Elliot Wolf not been given the title yet of general manager of the New England Patriots? It's because the Patriots, now beginning their head of football operations / GM search, has to do with the Rooney Rule. It by and large, I like many, believe that this is fait accompli and this is Elliot Wolf's job, and that people are going to come in for the interview, and unless someone comes in and blows them away to a degree that they don't even know what they just, you know, bore witness to, or this is his gig, but they have to go through with all of the interviews. Didn't someone even just turn the Patriots down? Didn't even want to bother with like a Zoom interview or coming into the stadium, because even that, maybe somebody that works with the Bengals.
Yeah. So 2 points real quick.
Yeah.
Trey Brown is the guy that turned them down.
Okay. Thank
not
you.
Troy. Trey.
Trey Brown.
E. Nutto. From the Bengals front office, formerly some Eagles front office work, blah, blah, blah. And then there is a report out there from Ben Volen. So I don't know if that adjusts the report in your brain at all.
No, he's got good intel. People don't like the manner in which he presents his intel, but he knows what he's talking about.
He has reported that the Patriots have already adhered and fulfilled the Rooney Rule, which throws a wrinkle in what the hell they're doing. I don't believe the report, because I don't know why they'd be interviewing these guys if they'd already fulfilled the requirements of the Rooney Rule, because if that's the case, then just give the title or do whatever you're going to do with Elliot Wolf. Cause I don't know how you let Elliot Wolf pick the number 3 pick, Drake May, make that selection, talk all the talk that he's talked in recent months over the spring and winter,
be involved in the hiring of like assembling a team of his people from Green Bay and Cleveland, and then say, sorry, we're good. Thanks, guy.
Right. So I tend to be on your side of the street, where I don't think they've fulfilled the Rooney rule, and that would be the reasoning for this. Now, this is where Brian Flores is probably pissed off in the sham that is some of the aspects of the Rooney rule in a team like this. And Trey Brown is probably saying, well, you're hiring Elliot Wolf. You just let Elliot Wolf draft Drake May, number three overall. The only reason you're interviewing me is to fulfill the Rooney rule. So, no, I'm good. Thanks. No, I don't have any. So I tend to believe that, but I just wanted to throw it out there. Ben Volen has reported that the Patriots have already fulfilled the Rooney rule and don't need to go through this show.
Well, maybe there could something that could be to it is A, excessive caution in double fulfilling the Rooney rule, just to make sure there are no scandals and no clapback or discipline from the NFL offices. And B, maybe this also just sort of goes with the whole new approach. You know, you've heard them taking down signs, putting up new mantras and mottos and big signs, the mural that's being painted inside there with opportunities provided. Mayo and other famous players will be involved with a young child like aspiring to be a player. Well, like, they're just kind of, they're doing things different, very differently. So much so there was a whole furor in terms of Patriots social media last week, just because there was a little logo in an office or a boardroom that basically had like a circle and it had like the Elvis in the middle and it said New England Patriots football team. It looked very much almost like a, something would be like a mansion, like the logo of like an EPL team or something like that. I do not believe people, I've even pretty much heard from internally at Gillette Stadium that that's not a new logo, that the Patriots are not rebranding, that that's not the new thing like Patriots Football Club. It's just someone did an alternate fun little thing in there, but they're doing things differently down there now. So I'm with you and I'm sticking to my original point that I feel like they're going to do their due diligence and make sure they talk to as many people as they can. But this is Elliot Wolf's job in the end, in the long run. And finally, could you, I heard this name but once, but didn't know much about it. It seems like there could very well be for Gerard Mayo and Elliot Wolf and company, a new sort of Matt Patricia in the building or on staff by the name of Evan Rothstein. I am, like I think a lot of fans, mostly unfamiliar with him and his work. Could you fill us in on who Evan Rothstein is and what his role might be?
It sounds like, based on some of Gerard Mayo's comments, his role may be your guy, Ernie Adams, and sort of that analytical. There's two things here. I like it in that we've seen a lot of first-time head coaches have to add that person mid-season after they F up. Oh, they F'd up a timeout. They F'd up a decision late in a game or whatever, and they add that person. I love that they know they need that person, they have that person, and they're developing that relationship in April and May and June to be ready for the season. The one thing I'll say is you're not Ernie Adams, A, in your accomplishments, but more importantly, in your relationship with your head coach. Ernie Adams and Bill were sneaking into BC practices as high school students to write notes in their dorky little books about how much they love football. Like, I'm sorry, you can't recreate that in a couple months. But no, he is a guy that is well thought of, Evan Rothstein. Mm-hmm. I believe came with Patricia from Detroit.
As a matter of fact, that is correct. Yes, he did. He was started his career with the Lions as a quality control special teams coach, 12 and 13, then did special projects. Rothstein's role was offensive assistant research analysis. When Patricia was hired, he moved to head coach assistant research and analysis, a role he held till leaving the Lions to join the Patriots. So
right
there you go.
And I've heard good things about him, but to just pretend he's the next Ernie Adams is similar to pretending Gerard Mayo's the next Bill Belichick. Like, no, it's Drake not happening.
Drake May is the next Tom Brady. Like, stop right. It. Ernie Adams is an absolute legend. He is a compendium of football analysis, statistics, and information. Like, he is another one of those living maesters of football. He's a vault of gridiron info.
But that doesn't mean that Drake May can't be good, Gerard Mayo can't be good, and Evan Rothstein can't be an asset to Gerard Mayo and the staff and the winning and decisions. And guess what? He may be, I don't want to say better, but he may be more modernly appropriate. Like he may be a new age version of like what it takes in this world of computers and AI and, you know, a youthful version in that role that can contribute in 2024 in a way that maybe Ernie wouldn't be able to, because Ernie's old school and Ernie's this and Ernie's that. Like, so I just, for me personally, it's just, I love the idea that he exists. He exists early. You don't reactionarily say, damn, I could use a guy who helps me with X, Y, and Z. You have a guy that's going to help you with X, Y, and Z right out the gate. So I love that.
It's a smart move to have more intellect, more analysis, more data, more information in the building. This is the way the game is evolving. And to even be compared, what an honor to be compared to like a potential Ernie Adams alongside Gerard Mayo as he begins his journey as the 15th head coach of the Patriots. I like it. I love it. Good to know about it. The guys over at Pat's Pulpit did a great breakdown of who he is, where he came from. This is the article that I was citing just moments ago here in the podcast. So you can head over there and visit our friends at Pat's Pulpit to check out Evan Rothstein as well. And of course, visit WEEI.com for the latest columns that you can get angry at Andy Hart about, recaps and blogitude from your old pal Fitzy. Andy will be there Saturday, May 11th, live at Gillette Stadium, taking part or checking out at least rookie minicamp. I don't think Andy's going to be trying to jump up and get the little clappers as he told us about earlier at the BC football camp. No. But you can hear from him. He'll provide some fresh perspective on rookie minicamp, what Baker looks like, what Drake May looks like. How's that Jalen Polk kid? Ooh, Jaheim Bell. This guy may be a steal. And so much more. We'll be back at the end of the week with another Six Rings podcast to keep you guys up to date on everything going on in the wide world of Patriots Nation, the greatest place to live in all of sports fandom. Let's go Bruins. Let's go Celtics. Let's have ourselves a nice positive week. It feels like Boston sports nature is healing. Let's keep all the positive momentum going. HT Dan Roach on the positive sports vibes.
Screw you, Roach.
For Terp, for Hart, this is Fitzy. Thanks for listening to Six Rings, everybody. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, tell your friends. This is the fastest growing Patriots fan community in the wide world of Foxborough. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Good day. God bless. And as always, go Pats.